Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that everybody go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. What you got to do actually is say, Alexa, download radio, download Devil Radio.
Alexa, enable Devil Radio.
Thank you, Luke. And Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Once you've done that, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's it. Okay. Get it down. Or you want to go to the Google store. You want to go to the Apple store. Take it there. Download it. Listen to it 24/7. The other thing is on our website, we have a link, support Devil Radio. And that link was inspired by callers like you that called in and said, hey, we want to support Devil Radio. We're tired of right-wing nut jobs on the radio. Bad news, people. Very bad news. Tired of Fox. We're tired of all this stuff. So we want to make sure you guys stay on the air. Well, this tells you how you can help. I think we're doing great. We're a great radio station, but you can really help. You can really help. The other way you can do it, and this is in your own interest, if you're running for office, any office, especially in a primary, especially in a Democratic primary, a lot of offices up this year, you're crazy not to take a package on Devil Radio. We have a statewide impact. People listen to us all around the state. Big audience in Milwaukee, big audience up north. And, you know, you need name recognition if you're a candidate. I know that from personal experience. Everybody thinks, oh, everybody knows me. I look in the mirror. I know me, so everybody knows me. I got news. Nobody knows you. And they don't know what you stand for. They don't know what you said or done. They don't know anything. You got to break through the white noise. And the only way you do it is constant repetition of your name. And the only way to really do that cost effectively is on the radio. And you have a targeted audience of Democratic primary voters, a very big one, a big chunk of Democratic primary voters who know about Devil Radio, listen to it, and so forth. So keep that in mind. Okay, we're briefly going to Russia, and a potentially ominous development, although I think it is handleable. There's a country called Belarus right next to Russia. Well, Belarus, what do you think the Rus stands for? I mean, you know, the Rus, Belarus, Russia. The strong man leading Belarus is named Alexander Lukashenko, the murderous thief, just like Putin, illegitimate, lost an election, basically jails opponents, says he won the election and so forth. Putin's kind of guy. Putin has backed him. Alexander Lukashenko is the guy who hijacked the plane that was flying from Athens to Latvia with one of his principal opponents on it. Now, remember something. Athens is in Europe. Latvia is in Europe. And they're both in Europe. And yet Lukashenko sent Belarus jets to ward off this plane from the Latvian airport and force it into Belarus. And then he kidnapped and tortured the guy who was on board and his girlfriend who was on board. Now you can say, well, the idiot should have taken a train from Athens to Latvia, or he should have flown to Paris. And then from Paris, you know, driven a car. What? I mean, look, the guy is a murderous thief. Murderous thief. Well, Russia and Belarus are now engaged in discussions to possibly merge their countries. Now, what does that mean? Remember, when the Soviet Union came into being, it basically dominated much of that part of Asia. Look, let me tell you something. Russia is partly in Asia and partly in Europe. St. Petersburg in Europe, very close to Finland. And they consider themselves Europeans, not Asians. What they are is their bad news, not the people. People are great people. I've been there. I've been to St. Petersburg. I've been to Moscow, Russia. People are great people. Their leaders are corrupt. But what is the consequence of Russia and Belarus merging? The consequence is that frees Russia's hand, maybe in Ukraine. And then they start thinking, they lick their venomous chops and they think, well, I'll look at Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. And, you know, we used to occupy them. We used to occupy them when the Berlin Wall came down in 1989 and Mikhail Gorbachev, who was a communist leader, but a visionary, decided to move the country away from communism, free up the Soviet slave states. And then you had a change for about 10 years. You had democracy in Russia, and the Soviet Union dissolved. Well, now creeping, Putin is trying to restore the Soviet Union. Belarus would be a start. Now, what do we do about that? The problem is there are ethnic tensions all over the place right now. I don't know if you remember a country called Czechoslovakia, right? I've been there. Well, I've been to Prague, in the Czech Republic. They split up from Slovakia. If you go to Slovakia and the Czech Republic, as it's called, you could not tell the difference, but there's enough. And this was amicable. Don't get me wrong. They're on our side. But even they, the sub-ethnic group, felt it should split off. In Spain, the Catalan region would like to split off. You know, look, I like going to Barcelona. I like going to northern Spain. No region should split off. In Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, you know, there are dissatisfied people in each of those. In Scotland, there's an independence party. In Wales, less so because they have a land border with England. But certainly in Ireland, you know, and there's a move towards basically unifying Ireland, which I support. I think it'd be a good idea. It has to be done peaceably. But you have these ethnic desires to split. Why are we not exploiting that in Belarus? Why, you know, look, these guys hack into our social media. They hack into our emails. Why aren't we doing the same thing? Why aren't we putting pressure on Putin with his dissatisfied ethnicities on the border and go, this criminal Lukashenko wants to merge with Russia. Do you want that? You're Belarus. You're not Russian, you're Belarus. Just a thought, for the love of Pete, for God's sake, why are we always on the receiving end of this kind of stuff? Speaking of the receiving end of this kind of stuff, a very grisly, sad thing happened in Afghanistan. Remember, the Afghans said, well, the Taliban, well, we're going to be modern and we're not going to retaliate. Well, they circulated a video. They beheaded an Afghan local police officer, an Afghan. They beheaded him. Then they chanted praise to their leader while they hold his severed head by the hair. In the video, this is the kind of guys they are. They simply lie. France, the foreign minister of France, said, we're not going to recognize them. They continuously lie. They lie about what they're doing to women. They lie about retaliation. They are a terrorist organization. Then the question becomes, how do you get them aid so that people don't starve? We cannot permit anybody to starve. But then they circle the aid. They kill the people trying to get it. They steal it. They sell it. They eat it themselves. If you go in and bomb them, we did that for 20 years. The local populace does not rise up to go after them themselves. This is a tremendous foreign policy question for Joe Biden. But it is extremely naive to think that somehow Afghanistan, the stands, all the stands, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Turkestan, some very good people there, but their culture, their leadership culture is defective, truly defective. And none more so than in Russia and in Belarus. So be aware of Lukashenko and Putin trying to do a deal. I think we should do everything in our power through hacking, through social media. We're better at than they are. And go, Belarusians, you are Belarusians. Why should you be Russians? Why should you be under the Russian heel? It will resonate. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.